Blog Talk Radio.
Johnson.
We're your hosts this morning. Oh my goodness, thank you for my coffee.
You're so welcome.
We are in the wonderful book study of Soul Psychology by Joshua David Stone. And this week we're focusing on chapter 11, which is all about the laws of manifestation. So, how are you this morning, Dr. Reggie?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking, Sam.
Wow. Blog talk is really kind of interesting.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the studio back.
It just disappeared?
It disappeared.
On its own accord.
What can I say?
Where?
Anyway, I hope that we're still on. Anyway, we are in this study, and yesterday, as I was going through some of the law, it hit me so strongly that the manifestation work that we're doing is sacred work.
Yes, it is.
The word sacred just kept coming at me, you know, so loudly in my spirit. And I really want you guys to pay attention to that.
It's true, because even Jesus, who manifested instantaneously, knew that it was sacred energy, sacred,
mm-hmm.
something sacred at work, because he was sacred in himself.
Right.
And pushed that energy out from himself into the physical realm.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's really about. And not having any doubt, any fear, and knowing with certainty that it works.
Yeah, he did. Okay, woo, we're back. That was weird. That was so weird. Alrighty, I'm not going to try to open the chat room today because we've had so many problems with the environment. So I'm sorry. I apologize to you guys, but you can definitely stream and listen to us online. So, Dr. Reggie, why don't you go ahead and take us into the morning prayer,
okay.
And then we'll pick up our lesson.
Heavenly Father, we love you.
Amen.
And everything that you've done for us. And we're not ashamed to call you Heavenly Father or God or any of the other 72 sacred names in Kabbalah. We love you for who you are, because you made us and you know us.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning. We're so sorry for the technical issues here. I understand Blog Talk Radio is having some problems. We thought we were connected. We had our morning prayer and everything, and you guys couldn't hear us. So we're back to calling from our cell phone. That seems to be the only thing that kind of stays consistent with us and stable, yeah. So we're going to just kind of...
Should we hear you now?
Can you hear us now? Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Hello?
Thank you.
Okay, you guys can hear us. Thank you so much. All righty, so we're going to pick up... You want to do the morning prayer again?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so we're going to do the morning prayer again.
Sorry you guys didn't hear us before.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the beauty of who we are, giving us the ability to manifest and to know. And we have a privilege in calling you our Heavenly Father, because that is within. And we are grateful for the energies of the Ascended Masters and the angels and Jesus the Christ and all the Ascended Ones who gave us a roadmap to follow, the divine instruction to be who we are in, as souls on the planet. Let us love each other, which is a commandment, as we love ourselves. And we'll follow the power of manifestation and the love therein. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. So we're going to go ahead and jump right in to the last portion of this lesson. Remember that this is a 5-part series, so, and this is day 5. If you missed any portion of this series, please go back to the archives and listen, because the whole chapter will make much more sense if you listen to it in sequence. So yesterday we touched on the 5 senses and visualizing what it is that you want. You want to make it so real that you can see it, you can hear it, you can taste it, you can smell it, you can feel it. You know, you want to make it very, very powerful. And, you know, the unseen world is really so much more powerful than the what we call the reality, because that's where creation begins. And what we experience in the physical reality is the end result.
That's right.
Okay? It's the end result. So all of our energy, that vital life force, should really be in that unseen world. That's where we're doing the energy work.
Made visible.
Yes. So he goes on to say, ask for what it is that you want, because when you ask, you shall receive. Knock, and the door shall be opened. If you don't ask for help, listen, your higher self and the ascended masters and the angels are not allowed to help you if you don't ask. If you don't ask for God's help, it won't happen. You have to ask. You have to take the first step in order to set energy in motion.
That's funny. I like that. My father used to say, you know what, when I was a little kid, you take one step, God will take two. So I went downstairs and took one step. I don't see the footprint with God.
And that's what Dr. Reggie and I were thinking. We said, oh, my goodness. There's so many ways that your subconscious mind can be programmed that don't serve your highest good.
Right.
That's why you need to be vigilant about what you listen to on the radio, what music lyrics you're listening to. You know, half the time with music, I know when I was younger, I was just into the beat. I never paid any attention to the lyrics, so I thought. But those, you're hearing those lyrics, and the subconscious mind is alert and listening.
That's right. That's right.
So, if we think about the way relationships are portrayed in the movies, and the way relationships are portrayed in music. One day we were listening to the radio, and we just started just listening. And every song was about sex. And I'm not saying that sex is a bad thing, by no means. But What about love? You know, I think when I was growing up, some of the songs were about love. Now it's just all about getting busy. totally different. And if you notice in society, if you hang around young people now, they a relationship, a commitment, they hang out in packs, and it's the commitment is difficult for them. But look at what they're being fed subconsciously, okay? All right, let's move on. Tell your subconscious mind what to do. We've covered that. And then you want to be of service. Just because you're working with prayer and affirmation and visualization, this doesn't mean that you don't have to do physical work for a living. The soul's perspective is that your work is your service to God, and that true pleasure is in serving God. And so once you achieve some level of self-realization, there is no other reason to be here except to be of service to humanity, which equals and means God. The one thing when I interviewed Rasha that really stands out for me, and I often think of her, and we were talking about being on this path and how your life is so redirected once you get on the spiritual path. And she said, what else is there? You know, I was questioning what I spent all this time and, you know, maybe none of this is really worth it or anything. And she said, but Cynthia, what else is there?
It's true.
And it is so true. This is the most fulfilling 45 minutes in my day, every day. Now, I spend this time with you guys. I share this stuff with you. When I hang up, it is that energy is still with me. I now go to a job in the morning, but that energy is still with me. And I approach my work from the standpoint that I am still doing God's work.
Yes.
If there's confusion in the workplace, I do God's work by trying to bring peace and harmony and structure and order. I'm always doing God's work. What else is there? Really? Keep your mind steady in the light, staying focused. You won't lose the idealized potential that you are in the process of manifesting. As you evolve, you will not even have to be patient and wait. What you choose to manifest will happen instantly.
And that's amazing. I know that's true. I know it.
Yes. Your prayers will be answered instantly. But it requires discipline. You know, it requires discipline. Achieving emotional level manifestation helps you to retain your childlike faith and your devotion to God. The Bible says that true faith is like a mustard seed, which can be planted literally and move mountains.
It's true.
So childlike faith in action is a wonder to see. You just like Reggie said when he was little, his dad said, if you take one step, God will take two, and he went to take that one step. He said, well, where's God? I don't see the step where God is stepping. That's a childlike faith.
Mm-hmm. And you expect it to happen.
He was expecting something to happen.
And that's another parameter involved in manifesting expectation.
Absolutely. You want to stay attuned to the soul consciousness. The soul level manifestation requires you to identify yourself as the soul, not as the personality. And this allows the energies of the soul to contribute to the manifestation of whatever you need. And we know how powerful the soul is, right? It animates your body. It keeps everything in alignment in your body.
It's true. Mm. Very true.
When you're working on the mental, the emotional, and the physical levels for manifestation, and then you're not utilizing the process of working with the laws of manifestation, it's sacred work. And I'm repeating it again. It's sacred work. You know, I don't know how many of you are into doing ritual, but ritual is sacred work. We kind of move through it. You know, even the ritual of communion, we need to be coming into that space, receiving the bread of life and the blood represented by the wine. That is a sacred ritual. And we just go through the motions with no connection whatsoever to our source, to soul, to God. It's just dead works. Dead works. And if you were trying to manipulate the laws of manifestation without the understanding of who you are, it's dead work. What brings it to life? The soul. The soul. Recognizing who you really are. If you're sitting down, stand up right now. Just stretch your arms out. Stretch your legs out. Have you ever seen that picture, illustration of Michelangelo, and he has the man with his
all fours
stretched out.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, the top of the head, the 2 feet at the bottom, the 2 arms on the side, it creates a pentacle. And then he encircles man, he puts a circle around this man.
Now, the circle represents the divine feminine energy that protects you even at birth.
Yes.
And the 4 elements of the arms, earth, air, fire, water.
Yes.
And the head represents the spirit.
Yes, but I want you to feel that energy flowing from the top of your head, coming
yes.
through your head, going through your arms, down to your leg, down your spine, through your thighs, through your legs. This energy is flowing to you, and you're grabbing this energy from the universe. Be aware. Go there before you even begin to pray. Take a deep breath in. I mean, you are alive. You are a living, breathing entity, source, energy. Oh, my God, you just don't know. You just don't know. You just don't know, but I'm praying for you. Identify yourself with God. See, when you use the words I am in the beginning of your affirmations, and when you are addressing God, you are affirming God's name,
wow.
which is your own. I am. I am. God is. God is.
Mm-hmm.
Set your mind on God's kingdom and his justice before everything else. And all the rest will just come to you. Matthew 6, verse 33. For what will a man gain by winning the whole world at the cost of his true self? Because true prosperity is being merged with the soul and the spirit, which then leads to all your needs being taken care of in the service of God.
Mm.
So, is it okay for you to pray for material things? Of course. Of course it's fine. It's perfectly okay. And for you to utilize your soul to help in this capacity, but you don't want to be greedy. You want to pray for things that you actually need. And then you want to be in service to humanity. And you can do that at any job. Focus on service. Focus on service. There's an ancient metaphysical saying that states, when your heart is pure, you will have the strength of 10. So when our work is for a noble cause and we are doing it with a pure heart and pure intention, we will have a much greater amount of energy to do what we need to do. for we are aligned with that universal force. Amen?
Amen.
So be specific in your visualization. Be specific in your affirmations, because if they're general, then by the laws of the universe, you can manifest only a general solution or one that is too vague to manifest in any recognizable way.
And it takes longer.
It takes longer. What we manifest is not really ours. You are simply a caretaker for all of God that is belongs to God. There is no yours separated from God's. So take good care of what you manifest. If you manifest a car and don't take care of it, then you are not deserving of the manifestation on the physical level. All levels need to be in alignment or manifestation can be blocked. You know, as much, you guys have heard me say this over and over, I really want a new car. I do. I desire. Now, I have a lot of blocks to getting there. One of it is the payment, and I mentioned that before. But you know what? I take good care of my car. As a matter of fact, when we tried to get another car and left a car on the lot, both me and Reggie were like, oh, like losing our baby. And we, we went back and got our car. And we take good care of it. Now we've even named it. That's pretty bad.
You know, it's really true. I call her Francesca.
Francesca Ford. All righty. So we take care of our baby. And here's what I hear my dad saying. If you take good care of your car will take good care of you.
And it's true. It's so funny you said that, Cynthia, because if anybody watches Oprah, they know who Dr. Oz is.
Mm-hmm.
And he said on our show how someone can have a car that lasts for 50 years and they're still driving it and keeping it in good shape and it's beautiful. It's a Volvo. And he said, your body works the same way when you're taking care of it. If you have a car like that and need new tires, just replace them. Transmission fluid, you'll change it. But the thing is, in your body, you do things to support longevity.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have more time to worship and do more wonderful things.
But
taking the right foods in and keeping the colon clean and the water and stuff, it's very powerful, just like a car.
Yeah.
And you'll last much longer.
Well, I'm still working on that one, Dr. Rich.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, because I get my little sugar fixes, and that's just, that gets in my head, and I just.
But you've been eating fruit.
Yes, I've been replacing sugar with fruit. That's true. So you want to be at one with the essence of all things. This law, it deals with what abundance really is. True abundance is not having everything, but rather being a source through which what is needed is made manifest.
Wow.
Whoa. Hold on. Take a deep breath. Let's say that one again. You want to be at one with the essence of all things. This deals with what abundance really is. True abundance is not having everything, but rather being a source through which what is needed is made manifest.
You know how powerful that is?
Uh-uh.
Most people who are millionaires did that, and billionaires, Ahmed Dingo, Napoleon Hill, that statement is very powerful. And when you realize it in yourself, the money doesn't even matter anymore. It's like being in Vegas. There's so much money, it has no value.
Mm-hmm.
But it is valuable
mm-hmm.
to operate in this society. When you operate on that level, money has no meaning to you in your past life or even now. Which can manifest so quickly when you're very specific about the goal.
It's like you were saying, successful business people. Once they figure out how they're, you know, and they have a successful business and it's profitable, they're able to sell that business and it continues to grow. And then they'll go out, a lot of them will go out and start another business and implement the same thing over and over, but they are recognizing that they are the source for those ideas to come through them, to, and then they help manifest them in the physical world.
And replicate them.
And replicate it and replicate it. I mean, and I'm putting, this is just one example.
Well, you know who comes to mind when you give me that example?
Who?
David Geffen.
Uh-huh.
In California, Geffen Records.
Uh-huh.
He's the person that did that. and became a billionaire with a B.
Right.
Over and over again.
Replicating. But he was the source for that energy to manifest
through
him.
That's right. He admits it too.
Mm-hmm. So manifestation requires discipline. And I think this might be one of our stumbling blocks. Here's the thing. You must learn to discipline your mind, your emotions, your body, and your consciousness to hold the proper vibration and attunement to the soul. You must have self-discipline so that you won't let the lower self infiltrate the mind with its doubts and its fears. Having discipline gives us consistency. It allows us to stay continually in the light. Get up every morning or download these archives every day. It's only 45 minutes. You can listen to us when you're at the gym working out. You can listen to us if you're driving in the car. But feed yourself continuously with something that is positive and uplifting and reminding you daily who you really are. That's the beginning of the discipline. I'm not trying to sell you on listening to Circles of Prosperity, but it is an easy way to deal with it. I use it for that.
You know, so funny, what's very inspiring, I have a client who lives in California, and she doesn't know why she did it. But amethyst is a very powerful stone, and it came from a crystal cave, I guess. And she carries this beautiful piece of purple crystal with her all the time. She put it under her pillow, and she didn't understand why she was carrying it, what was going on. And she called me to find out. And I said, amethyst is very protective and very magical and very uplifting and spiritual. And she said, you know, and I said, it's also on the ray of Saint Germain. And she said, oh. I said, what is it? She said, because I went in my car, and I have this Saint Germain card. And I said, what does it say? On the back, it says, work your magic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's powerful for her because your prayer, your contemplation, your study, all these things are culminating together to make your magic,
mm-hmm.
your divine will, and make it work in accordance with nature and natural law.
But you have to be disciplined.
Yes.
You must be disciplined. Okay. So you are the authority and the master. There is no force more powerful than your will. And to manifest effectively, you must own your full power and identity as the Christ. You must manifest with the full power of yourself as soul and as spirit. And the universe will instantly comply with your command.
Yes. Powerful.
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, this is sacred work.
It really is.
Mm. We do not lack anything. We lack nothing. We lack nothing. Since everything you need is already a part of you, the need for manifestation then becomes nothing more than an opportunity to demonstrate the presence of God. Manifestation is really just creativity at work.
Wow.
How many of you, I know because I've been there, when we think about, oh, I'm going to manifest something, when you say it, you're thinking of all the work you have to do. Right now, you're probably saying, oh, I can never focus long enough. Oh, Lord, now she's telling me I got to be a servant. And, you know, you make a big mountain out of a molehill. That's what my mom used to say. It seems like such a huge task. But start at the beginning. Where at the beginning? Recognizing who you really are. Can you imagine Jesus, okay, saying, somebody says, will you heal me? And Jesus saying, oh, Lord, now I got to heal this person, and I don't know if it's going to work. I'll pray, but I don't know. Maybe it worked. Maybe it won't work. He did not come from that space. the first thing out of his mouth, probably, or the first thing in his mind, and I would imagine that it was there all the time, I am my Father of one. It's not me doing the work. It's not the personality Jesus doing the work. It is the Father within me. He understood his connection to God. I'm just the source for it to manifest on the physical plane.
Right.
So he didn't come from the place of trying to make something happen. He came from the place of I'm open to receive, and I'm the vessel to receive the energy that will manifest this healing. And I'm speaking from authority, from the authority that God has given me for this healing to manifest. The strength and the power of his voice alone would make people shiver. Oh. Because when you're coming from that place of authority, everything lines up. Everything. You guys are so afraid of your own, of who you really are. So afraid of the power that you really have. You decide, I'm a victim, I'm a victim, I'm a victim. I'm a victim, I'm a victim, I'm a victim. I can't. It won't work, it won't work, it won't work. I'm broke, I'm broke, I'm broke. Look at all the things that you're saying about God in you. Speak from the authority that God has given you. Speak from the authority that God has given you. To manifest as a group or for all members that need to share the same, you have to all have the same vision. Dr. Reggie and I this morning, we're standing with you. We have the vision for you of whatever it is that you desire. If you are trying to manifest something in your life right now, press 1 on your telephone keypad. We're going to stand and affirm with you in the authority that God has given us for you to manifest that which you desire. We only have a few minutes left. I want you to receive this blessing. Please press 1 on your telephone keypad. You want to follow your inner promptings and your intuition after praying. And let's say that you have prayed for a specific dollar figure. The universe is manifesting this through a person that you're supposed to meet at a party. But if you get the guidance to go to this party and your lower self tells you that you are too tired to go, then you may miss the manifestation. So pay attention to your intuition. Good morning. I think you must be calling from Skype. Can you hear me? You're on the air. 111. I've got two of you here. Did you press? If you press 1, say hello. Oh. Are we disconnected?
No.
No, we're still here. Hello, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. You didn't have me unmuted.
If you're calling from Skype, I don't have your name, so just say hello so I know you're there.
Good morning, I'm here.
We're calling card.
Area code 404, did you press 1? We can't hear anybody.
Well, anyway, if you can hear us, what we do for those people who press 1, we stand in agreement with you. That whatever the desire is, we bless you and blanket you with the light of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And see your everything being manifested instantly. I send this to you because Jesus even instructed us, it is better to bless than to curse. We bless you right now with love and light and peace. And that everything in your life works for divine order. The relationships, the housing, the money, the employment, everything that you're asking for will be met right now. And we thank God in advance for those things that they'll be manifest. Watch your miracle. Watch your miracle from your belief. And we believe it is so. And so it is.
And so it is. I'm going to share 2 more. These are the last 2 laws of manifestation. You want to honor the law of tithing. the universal law states that if you give one-tenth of your income to a charitable or a beneficial cause, that you will receive a tenfold return on your generosity. And this law is working with the law of karma, which we're going to cover next week. And it states that you sow what you reap. What you put out comes back to you. So the giving of a tithe or a seed money keeps the energy of money in circulation. So if you are stingy with the universe, which is God, then the universe and God will be stingy with you. But if you are generous with the universe, then the universe, by God's law, will be generous with you.
The Lord loves a cheerful giver.
And you need to give from that space of knowing who you are, knowing that there is no lack or limitation. You get, you know that I'm giving this out, but I know that it will come back.
Tenfold.
You don't know what the source, how the source is going to be, you know. And give to what makes you feel good. You should be cheerful. If you cannot give money, give of your time. Give of your gifts. Doesn't necessarily have to be money. The last thing I want to say to you is after prayer, there comes acceptance. Dr. Reggie and I have prayed with you today. We told you that we're standing in agreement with you for that which you desire to manifest. Now you have to accept that. Acceptance. The last law of manifestation is absolutely essential for you to follow, because after you pray, you need to accept that your prayer has been answered. This is the end of the story. I've done my work. I've lined up my thoughts. I'm doing my affirmations. My prayer is already answered. You have followed all the universal laws and principles. You have fulfilled the law. Don't just believe that it is answered. You need to know with every cell, every molecule, every atom of your being that it has been answered. It is done. It is finished. So be it, for you have decreed it to be so. Your work is God made manifest. Your work is God made manifest. You are God, and you are one with God. You have fulfilled the law, so how can your prayer not be made manifest?
Ooh, amen.
This has been a powerful, powerful series. I hope it has awakened everything in your body to who you really are. Oh, my God, you're
yes.
So powerful. Don't walk around a victim. Stop it.
Thank you, God.
Thank you. We're going to go into our closing prayer. We love you guys so much.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this divine, beautiful lesson. May all the people who are listening receive a divine intervening message and power from you. There is no separation between us. Everything that they desire is already granted if they only release the energy and the restrictions of their gateways. And we ask that the Holy Spirit come in and break down those doubts and fears and resentments of every level and provide them with lavish abundance, fantastic abundance that they think they were in Shangri-La. We bless the power and energy of those people who listen today to this dynamic, manifesting, and sacred message. We believe it is so, and so it is.